Perek Dalad Mishnah Hey, continuing on the halachas about which kisvei hakodesh are metame the yadayim. Tagum shebe'ezer u'shebe'daniel. We know that although almost all of the kisvei hakodesh are written in lashon hakodesh, there are some portions of certain of the svarim that are written Aramaic, which the Mishnah calls Targum. Particularly, there are sections of the Sefer Ezra and the Sefer Daniel that are written in Aramaic. So those sections, Targum, Sheb Ezra, Sheb Daniel, the sections of Ezra and Daniel that are written in Aramaic, Metame Esidayim, they're still considered to Metame the hands because they're still considered part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. Targum Sheksavoy Ivris, let's say the portions that were supposed to be written in Aramaic were instead written in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh. V'Ivris Sheksavoy Targum, or let's say portions of Kisvei HaKodesh that are supposed to be written in Hebrew are instead written in Aramaic. Or Uksav Ivri, as we know that the shape of the letters, the actual form of the letters we have is called Ksav Ashuris. There's another ancient form of Hebrew lettering that's called Ksav Ivri. The Gemara talks about the two differences and why now we write in Ksav Ashuri, Shaila, whether it was originally written in Ivris and then Ezra adopted Ksav Ashuri, or whether it was originally provided in Ksav Ashuri and then it was forgotten and Ezra reinstated it. But in any event, if you have Kisvei HaKodesh written in Ksav Ivri, or if you have Hebrew written in Aramaic or Aramaic written in Hebrew, Eina Metame Siyadayim, they are not Metame the hands. Mishnah continues, Laila Meina Metame Sachich Deveno Ashuris, the Kisvei HaKodesh are only Metame the hands if they are written in Ksav Ashuris. Again, that's either the lettering that was adopted from Ashur in the times of Ezra, or it was the original script that was forgotten and now has been reinstated. Ala'ar has to be written on the proper parchment, that's the hide. Ubadiyah, it has to be written in the proper ink of Kisvei HaKodesh. Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav. Ayrim Tzedukim. The Tzedukim, of course, were a group of Jews in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash who did not follow Torah Shebaal Peh, and they were always arguing against the Pirushim, the Rabbanim, who were known as Perushim because they observed meticulously the rules of Tahara, Tumah, and Tahara. So, Kaivlin Anu Aleichem Perushim. So they said, we have a complaint, we protest against you, you Perushim. Shatam Ramim, you say, Kisvei HaKodesh Metame Seidayim, because you say the Kisvei HaKodesh, Holy Scriptures, is Metame the Yedayim. V'Sifrei HaMeiros, it's not clear exactly what it is. Some say it is, as it sounds like, the books of Homer. Some say it means other just general books of Greek wisdom, in essence, secular books. Eina metame siyadayim, those are not metame your hands. So we don't understand that, because you have Sifrei Kodesh. Why should other books of wisdom not be in the same boat? I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who's a frequent critic and debater against the Tzedukim. He said to them, we don't have against the Perushim only this. Well, come on, I have a better complaint. Don't they say the Rabbanan, Atzmeis Chamar Taharim, the bones of a Chamar are Tahar? Because only the carcass is Metame, but not the bones. Atzmeis Yachanan Kayan Gadda Tame, but the bones of a human, as we know, are Metame Tumas Mei. So the bones of a Yachanan Kayan Gadda will be Tame, but the bones of a Chamar can't be. How could that be? How could a human being who's obviously purer than just a lowly donkey, how could it be that his bones are Metame? Amrulai, so the Tzedukim said, what do you mean? L'fichi basan hi tumasan, as their beloved is the tumah. Shalo yasa adam atzeis aviv imay tarvades. So in order, people shouldn't make the bones of his mother or his father into spoons. So therefore, they said, the more that they're loved, they should become tumah to prevent people from desecrating them and making them into spoons. So therefore, Amalahem, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, aha, afkis v'yakaj l'fichi basan hi tumasan. Since it's their love, they become Tameh. So we love Kisvei HaKodesh, so they become Tameh, even Tameh Yadayim. The Sifrei HaMeiros, but the books of Homer, She'enim Chavivim, they're not beloved. Enim Tameh Yadayim, they're not Tameh Yadayim. Now, of course, this is not the real reason. The real reason is, as we said, Kisvei HaKodesh were stored together with Truma. We wanted to make sure that the Truma doesn't become Tameh. This was only a way to answer the Tzedukim from their complaint against the Perushim.